You're listening to From Our Lens, a podcast for photographers and brides where we dive into all things weddings.
Whether you're a pro behind the lens or bride-to-be, we've got you covered.
Join in on the conversation and take it from the gals who have been to a wedding or two.
Grab your camera or your wedding planner and tune in for our hot wedding takes. Let's focus on your forever. Hello, everyone.
Hey.
Welcome back to another episode of From Our Lens.
A very special episode.
This is a special episode.
We're back together again.
We are back.
We're reunited.
And it feels so good.
I want to start singing.
Yes. We're very excited because we're together.
Also, finally. We got new fits. We match. Do. If you're watching us online, we are fashion today.
Lash it away. Yeah, we got some... Not merch, but just like merch for us.
Yeah, like we have, our uniform now.
Yeah, our little, just like a fun, we always like call each other wedding photogs. I don't know. I think other people do too, but it's definitely a me and Jordan thing. Yeah, so we decided to get some cute sweatsuits because that's what we did our first episode. But it feels good to be back here together recording in our beginning. It's not like it was that long ago. It was like, what, 4 months ago, five months ago?
It feels like that's a long time in our lives, okay? It is a long time.
Yeah, and we're rolling through the episodes now. Like, this will be episode 22, I think. So
yeah, I think so, too.
It is wild. But
it's fun.
Yeah, we have a fun-packed weekend. Should we kind of go through our weekend here?
Yeah, I feel like they deserve to know.
Yeah.
So I just got here. Yeah. I drove from my house to Sarah's house this morning. Four and a half hours. Yeah. I listened to a bunch of other podcasts.
Yep. And ours, of course.
I actually did listen to ours, a few of our episodes just for funsies.
Yeah.
Because I don't know. I always like when I'm like in my town and I'm like driving around listening to my podcast, I almost feel like a weirdo.
Yeah, totally.
Anybody that knows me, like I'll drive by and they'll be like, is that Jordan talking? Like, why is she talking so loud?
Listening to herself talk.
I'm listening to myself talk. So when I'm like on the road, no one can hear me. So I listen to whatever.
But and I'm the editor. So I obviously listen to us way too much. I'm way too used to the sound of my own voice now.
I feel like that's good though. It kind of broke
us helped.
Out of like, hey, I used to hate my voice.
Yeah. I hate my voice less because especially with editing our podcast, like we don't do crazy things, but like, especially with when we're doing it on Zoom, I have to play with like, you know, it gets laggy and we kind of sometimes you talk over each other because you can't hear the other person's audio coming through and it's interesting. But this will be a lot easier for me to edit because it's in person. But anyways, back to our weekend. Jordan got here today and we're doing some podcasting. And then tomorrow we're going to do kind of the same thing. We're going to do some video work. Yeah. We're going to do some content. We have a fun little thing planned for the future, a little... maybe giveaway, shall we say?
Yeah.
And so we need a little cover photo for that, I guess.
We should probably have a photo shoot.
Yeah, of course. Any excuse.
It'll be good. And then I'm shooting with Sarah this weekend.
Yeah.
Like she's hired me on as her little assistant.
My videographer /second shooter. So
yeah, it'll be really fun.
Is this your first time doing hybrid? Like Jordan's done video for me before.
I've just done video with you. I've never done both.
Yeah, so this
is going to be good practice for me because I did I do like doing video. I'm just still like
getting into it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we obviously learned video in school. So Jordan knows. And like you did amazing when we did video together. So I know it'll be good. It's just fun doing hybrid. It's like that extra little challenge. But so tomorrow we're heading to Sylvan Lake, spending the night. Yeah. And we have a wedding at Hilltop venue.
I'm so excited. It's the prettiest. I've been like waiting to go there. And Sarah was like, can you come shoot this wedding? And I'm like, yep, sign me up right now. Absolutely.
Jordan and I both have been obsessed with this venue and honestly followed it on Instagram for a long time. So we're both really excited. It's a gorgeous couple, fun people. It's going to be good. And then Saturday we're off to Southern Saskatchewan. Small town wedding. It's gonna be so fun too. I'm really excited. So we have like the fun venue and then we have the small town wedding, which I'm super pumped.
Sunday we're gonna do nothing. Absolutely nothing.
We are gonna rot on the couches and probably edit. Yeah. Edit and snack.
I'm excited for everything, but like I'm most excited for
Sunday.
That,
especially after a double header, you are exhausted.
Yeah.
Like after a wedding, you're exhausted. And I'm still in the like beginning of wedding season where I'm getting sore after weddings. Are you getting that?
Me too. Because our shoulders aren't used to it. Yes. Having the cameras on.
You have to retrain the muscle.
Oh, yeah. The other day I took my like harness off.
Yeah.
And I had a hump. Like a hump where my strap was. Oh my God. I literally had to sit there and like smooth it out. I was like, this cannot be right.
Oh geez.
Like this can't be right.
We definitely, yeah.
When we were in school, do you remember one of our teachers? He's like, you will never understand a shower beer celebratory drink
yes.
until you shoot a wedding and it's the day after your wedding yep. and you understand shower beers in a whole new level.
Totally.
And
I'm like, or that night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's because like, you get yeah. home. You get in the shower to rinse off the day and you grab a cold mm-hmm. beer and you yeah. drink in the shower or cold wine.
Yeah. For me, it's wine.
And it's like, I have never understood that something so much more than yeah. him telling us that. And I'm like, I get it.
Like, especially now that we're like getting older. Cause this is our what? Eighth?
Yeah. Eighth year.
Year of weddings. So it's like a lot different shooting weddings now than it was in what? 20 whatever
when
year
we
started.
When we were 20 years old shooting weddings, we could just come home and like, hang out all night and stay up till 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, because like, we were pumped. We were like wanting to do something. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Like it just kind of like got in our bloodstream, yeah. and then we didn't want to go to sleep. But now,
after a wedding, I'm like, okay, bedtime. I love double headers though because you just kind of keep the energy going. Like I think if you had a wedding and then a day off and then a wedding, it would be so much harder than to just do a double header because that day in between, you kind of just like. Are yes. done and then to like pick yeah, yourself up true, and get actually, that energy again
because like usually we think about it, we do a wedding on Saturday, Sunday's our chill day,
yeah,
and then Monday back to work. If you did that like as you're saying, like you had a day and then you went back and you feel like you were working on your Monday.
Yeah, exactly.
It just doesn't feel no. right.
So I'm glad we have the double. I have a double header this weekend and then a single wedding and then another double header. It's wild. Yeah, but I think people are getting married more commonly on not Saturdays, which we love.
Yeah.
Because it gives us more opportunity to do double headers. Yeah. And yeah, I think we might do an episode talking about double headers and stuff. But yeah, I think it's such a cool thing. But I'm really pumped and I'm always excited when Jordan's shooting with me. So yeah, that's our plan for the weekend. But we kind of thought, you know, we did our intro episodes however long ago and we thought it was time for a little Q&A.
Yeah, so you can learn even more about us.
Yeah, we posted on stories. We got some questions and you guys really showed up in the questions.
I kind of did. Sarah showed me a bit of the questions.
Yeah.
So some of them I don't know, but a lot of them I have like seen. So, yeah. But they were good.
I'm excited
too.
Yeah, there's some fun ones. And like, obviously wedding related, obviously photography related, business, and some personal ones too. Just kind of like overall, we wanted to see what you guys want to know because you've been listening. Showing up. So let's get into it. Okay.
Yay.
Will you photograph each other's weddings?
Ooh, who asked that? No, don't tell me. I think, you know what? I think there's a great possibility of it, but also it's hard to say because I think both of us are at the point where like, we kind of want each other in our weddings. Because we're pals. Yeah, we're not just like business partners.
Yeah. Well, we're definitely pals. Like I think it's so hard because I feel like I would only, this sounds so bad, but like I would only trust Jordan because I know her and I know like, I don't know, part of me is like, yes, but also I'm like, yeah, if I do a bridal party, like I obviously want Jordan in my, and I don't want her to be working on my wedding.
Really hard.
So I don't know.
Yeah, that's the thing, because if I'm not in it, I'm probably going to be working a different wedding that day because it's going to be a Saturday.
Exactly.
So it's like,
if you're not in it or I would be, and I think it's so, this is another hot topic, like asking photographers
to be in your
wedding? To be in your wedding or take off a day just to attend your wedding.
Well, like I'm in a wedding in a few weeks for one of my best friends back home. And she asked me too. She's like, would you rather shoot it or be in it?
Yeah.
And I had to think because I'm like, I would love to do both because shooting someone's wedding, as long as this is a thing.
Yes.
Even if I did shoot yours or you shot my wedding, like it's still such a special part. You're honestly a part of it, the wedding more than just being a bride.
More than the bride.
I feel like.
I agree.
So really it is such an important part too. So it's not like, it's not like it's not important.
It's so hard.
But it's like, I guess a matter of like, will like the person working is still working, right? At the end of the day.
And that's the thing. Like, you're not going to be.
But we still love it.
Visiting and enjoying. Yeah.
But we still would be visiting. I don't know. Like, I haven't decided. Yeah. That's a great question. Thanks.
Well, like, and I'm shooting one of my really like close friends that I grew up with, her wedding in August. And, you know, like it's. Of course, like, it's so special for me because, like, I get to be involved in the day and I get to, you know, so, and it would have been hard to just take off, you know, because for photographers, like, this is your prime time. This is your harvest. So, like, it'd be like asking a farmer to go to your wedding during harvest, you know?
Well, it's literally like, no.
But, yeah, it's so hard. I know. So I don't know. That's like one of my biggest dilemmas is like,
I know.
Do I ask you to be in my bridal party? I'm nowhere near
that part of my life. But like,
when the day comes.
Yeah, when the day comes, I really don't know.
But I can also see you eloping.
I can also see myself not telling anybody. Yeah. Just leaving and then coming
back. Just hiring someone and being like, surprise.
Like, I can see myself just like going literally to Switzerland and then coming back and being like, married.
A little Swiss wedding.
I don't know. That's... We'll see. I'm not telling anybody. But.
I love that though. Yeah. Honestly, that would be iconic too because it's beautiful there.
Yeah.
Okay. Do people actually care about the wedding cake?
I don't care. I don't think that I
care. Honestly, 95% of the time, I don't think it gets touched.
I don't think so either. My hot take, is like that. Why do we do it?
And this kind of went back to like our
traditions. Yeah.
And
I think it's just an old tradition. And it's a tradition. Honestly think that there's no point unless you really feel like you need to do it or you really want to eat cake. But like, why do we have to do like the cutting of the cake?
Yeah.
Why can't it just be everyone gets a piece of cake?
I really like the idea of doing the champagne tower instead.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because the tradition is like you're passing it out for your friends because you're sharing like, or what was it? You're sharing a piece of your love to them or something.
Well, I think actually it's fertility.
Oh, yes, of course. Yeah, I think that was actually the tradition behind it.
Yeah, so. It's like to share the fertility like goddesses with everybody. But
I had an engagement session the other night and the bride was like, yeah, I told my grandma that we're not going to do a bridal party and a wedding cake. And she was like, what? You're not doing that?
No.
Like, and so that's where those are the people that care. For some reason, grandma wants that picture of you cutting the cake.
Well, it's like... Does she do anything with it?
I don't know. Maybe.
We should interview some grandmas.
Yeah, we should. Get a grandma on here. A very traditional grandma who wants to invite the whole town to your wedding. What is your favorite thing about a wedding day?
This is hard too. Yeah. Guys, don't put us in the spot like this. My favorite part about or at the wedding day is what it says. About a
wedding. Yeah. Like when you're shooting, what's your favorite part of the day? Like, what do you look forward to the most?
I like the party.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, but, and it's not just because it's a party.
Yeah.
I like that part of the day because that's when I see my couple actually like.
Enjoying themselves
the most because I feel like the rest of the day is beautiful and portraits are beautiful and that's when the beautiful photos happen.
Yeah. But they're kind of like checking things off
the list. And you're still at the point of like, hey, we need to get this done. We need to get this done. I feel like by the time the dance comes around, they're literally just like so in love and happy. And that's like the happiest they are during the day. What about yours?
I don't know. I think I always love speeches. One, because like it's always fun to learn things about the couple. Because like you know them from the engagement session and stuff. But it's fun to like figure out more about who they are. And like it's just like a chill time too. Because we just get to kind of like.
Hang out. Take a few snaps.
Pics. Kind of hang out. Usually find a spot where you can get everyone. And I don't know. I enjoy it.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah. I like that part. That's part of the reception too.
And I also love the ceremony. I love watching the groom watch the bride walk down the aisle. That's such a stereotypical answer that everyone says. But I don't know. There's something so special about that moment. Yeah. And... Yeah. It's like a once in a lifetime thing that they go through. And yeah, I don't know. That's definitely one of my favorites. And another one is what makes you the most emotional. And that always makes me the most emotional.
You know what makes me the most emotional every single time is the father-daughter dance.
Yeah.
Every time. Like I can count on, like I know I can't count on my fingers how many times I've cried at that.
Really?
And like I won't cry all day, but that one comes on and I'm like,
it gets you. Done.
Like, and I don't know why. Yeah. I have no reason for it. Maybe it's the music. I'm a music girl, so maybe it's the songs.
Yeah.
But like every time it gets me. Like
music adds so much to
that. Oh yeah. And then like a lot of the times when they get up there, like she just goes in for a great big hug and they start crying immediately because it's your dad. And like maybe I picture myself.
Yeah, totally. My dad.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm like, oh God, if it's me, I'm going to be crying the whole time.
Oh gosh,
like,
you're going to be
weeping.
I think
I just start going down a spiral because it's just a beautiful moment and I just like can't stop.
Yeah. Oh, that's so funny. Okay, I'm going to go to some personal ones now.
More fun ones.
How did we meet? Everyone I think knows our meet cute by now, hopefully. Obviously at photography school.
We both went to orientation and we went to the wrong orientation. Yes. And then realized we both went to the wrong orientation and then we were besties after that. Yeah. Sarah picked me up for school and everyone thought we were friends.
Yeah. We just were instant yeah. click.
Yeah.
This is a good one. What do we do when it's not wedding season?
Nothing.
Nothing. Why was that both listen, of our answers? Listen,
I'm sorry, but like after a hard wedding season, we need to do nothing for a while.
We just hibernate
it's
for the winter.
It's literally, I'm sorry, but it is necessity. And I will argue that to the day of my death.
Like people are like, oh, do you have a job in the off season? And I'm like, no.
I guess actually that's true. I do have yeah. a bit of a winter job just because I like to have the extra yeah. like flow of cash.
You go through summer, you go through fall, and then it gets close to Christmas and you're wrapping everything up. You're getting those galleries out. That's like crunch editing time and yeah. it's getting close to Christmas. Yeah. And then even like some of it flows, especially like video, I take longer mm-hmm. to deliver. So that overflows into the winter. Right. So like I'm still doing yeah, post-production.
Yeah, you're definitely not wrong. I do yeah. feel like we're not just like, we don't just stop being busy in like November.
It's not like,
because yeah. we have all the editing. That's so the yeah, thing. I guess we're not technically really like,
we're not like actively shooting as much through the winter.
But we're probably busy till like January.
But then we're doing consults with brides. We're yeah. doing messaging. We're updating our websites. We're yeah. updating our packages, you know, like, and we're educating ourselves. That's when we're yeah. investing in gear. You know, there's so much more. And like people see the 5%, which is shooting.
Yeah.
Right. And there's so many more things we do. But yeah. and also we just get to chill a bit. So.
We need that though, because if I don't chill, like there's no way to like reset your brain no. and kind of like get ready for the next year.
Yeah.
People, like, we need that. If you want us to do a good job, we kind of need that like downtime because we 100%. Like are just go for like 4 months yeah. straight.
And then we're chaotic. Ready to go in the spring. As yeah. soon as the snow melts. And then like we get random work in the winter too. So like it's yeah. not like we're not shooting at all. But
yeah, absolutely nothing if we can't. Like yeah. if we had our choice, we wouldn't be doing nothing.
Literally. Like get some stuff done at your house. Like
yeah.
we really, like our hours are so different.
And for me as well, I do a lot of boudoir photography in the winter. Yes.
Yeah, that's true. So that's all indoors.
Yeah, and that's yeah. indoors. So it's like you don't have to be cold. And like it's my time to kind of do that. So I mean, we're still doing stuff.
But, yeah, totally. Yeah. This is a good one. What are the most important skills or qualities a wedding photographer should have?
There's
so many.
We probably have the same answers.
Yeah, you go first.
I think probably the most important thing, it might even be more important than your skill level, is like being a people person
mm-hmm.
and being able to like connect with people and
totally.
Like match energy with people and like just like loving people. I feel like it's so hard to do this job if you are not in it for the right reasons.
Yeah, it's so true.
Right? Like yeah. if you're in it for the money, like you can tell usually. Like mm-hmm. you gotta be in it for the love of people and all different kinds of people is yeah. so important.
And I think like being a confident person and being able to, you know, you wear so many different hats as a photographer. You need to be that fly on the wall. You need mm-hmm. to be able to be quiet and let things unfold and just be a documentary, you know, person.
But on the other end,
you need to be outgoing.
You also have to be able to take charge. Yeah. It's really hard to do both.
Totally.
Like a great photographer is able to do both,
mm-hmm.
be creative, be matching and everybody's energy.
Totally.
Like it's just there's a lot of different yeah. things,
because sometimes you need to arrange a photo of 30, 40, 50 people.
Yeah.
So you need to yell and say, hey guys, we're doing this, you know, like. And
yeah.
I think there's a lot of photographers that are one or the other, but I think the number one skill is to be able to do both, because yeah. I don't know, so and many jobs like, get put on photographers,
and even like know when to do both, because yes. there's definitely that's like a whole skill in itself to
yeah.
know like when to stay back and when to insert yourself.
Yeah. Like the reading part of it.
Right.
Yeah.
Because like, yeah, we're there as photographers. But like there's times to be quiet.
And totally.
There's times to let things happen. And there's times to step up
yeah.
and be in charge.
Totally.
But knowing when those times are, it's like reading a room and every wedding's different.
Reading people. Yeah. That's so, I think that's so underrated. And obviously your skill is important and obviously your work and yada yada. But I think people don't really invest like as much interest into the actual person.
Yeah. That's important. You're taking pictures of people's wedding day. You
yeah.
want them to be happy.
Yeah.
And get great pictures with your skill. But yeah, like
totally.
If you're just kind of grumpy all day, they're not gonna have a good time.
No.
It's their wedding day.
And that totally reflects in your photos.
Yeah.
Like 100%.
Yeah.
Like if you're not vibing with your photographer, you're gonna see it.
You'll notice it and you'll remember it too.
What advice would we give to aspiring wedding photographers?
Shoot a lot.
Yeah. Every day.
Keep shooting. Okay. But like maybe not every day. You need breaks sometimes.
But honestly, it's cool. We had to shoot every single day.
Yeah, that's true. That's how we kind of got right into it. And
I think that's how we grew. And even like, I think after school, like we just, I jumped into work and started shooting, and it was stuff that I didn't necessarily want to do. Like I did sports and ball teams and stuff. Yeah,
try it all. Yeah. Try and shoot everything. You never know what you're going to like.
The big thing in the photography education world right now is like niche down, only shoot in your niche. And it's like,
I do agree with that. But when you're starting out, you do need to try everything.
Yeah. And you need to just like experience different scenarios. Like I think doing ball photos helped me learn things in their own, and like sports photography. Yeah. I had to learn how to use off-camera flash, you know, like.
And wrangling kids and doing group photos. Yes. I'm sure, right?
Oh yeah, totally. Especially with kids. Like.
Yeah. If, literally. Yeah. Also too, when you're aspiring, like I feel like another good, great piece of advice is shoot a lot, try and dip your toe into everything, but like don't be too hard on yourself.
Totally.
I feel like a lot of people start and they're really excited about it, and that's great. You should be excited about it, but then you got to know that it takes a long time to become an artist, and you're always growing as an artist.
Oh yeah,
it doesn't just happen overnight. And I think a lot of people get overwhelmed and discouraged if like they're getting pictures that they don't necessarily like love yet, or like whatever it is, or like they're not quite getting what they want, and then they quit. And I feel like I've felt that way so many times. All the time.
Yeah.
The only difference in our different scenarios is that I just like kept pushing through it. I'm like, I don't have a backup plan. This is what I want to do. So I'm just going to keep doing it until I feel better about it.
And that's just part of the creative process too. And I think people need to understand that like not feeling satisfied with your work is kind of like a sign that you're growing, and that's going to push you to do something better, you know, like, and photographers go through it all the time. And that's why you're always buying presets and you're always trying different things and buying different gears.
Creativity ebbs and flows.
Totally.
Like you're not going to feel creative every single day. And that's like the cool thing about, it's cool, but it's not about creativity because you'll get like spurts of like creative, like ideas and like things that you want to do and you'll feel great. And then like, you kind of go down and like a little lull, and it's not that it goes away. It's just like your
changes. Yeah.
Yeah. It just changes. And like, that's kind of the fun thing about being an artist, not the fun thing, but
And doing it for work too. Like if you were just doing it for fun, it'd be so different. But like once it's your job and you just have to, you have to get those sessions out. You have to, you know, like
you have to do things to kind of actively remind yourself that you still love it.
It can be so hard. How did we get started in wedding photography? This is a good question.
Yeah, because when I went to photography school, I just knew I liked photography. I did know that I didn't love like the commercial side of photography. I like kind of knew that I didn't want to like go into like magazine work or like ad campaigns and stuff like that. I kind of knew that I wanted to focus on people. Mm-hmm. I didn't necessarily know that I was going to be like a wedding photographer.
Yeah.
But I knew that I wanted to be a people photographer.
Yeah.
And then as like we went through school and I'm like, okay, like there's only so many different ways you can go.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is the way for me. Like, I don't know. And that's, I just really love people. And that's why I chose it, because like I feel really connected to the people side of it. I don't feel connected to the rest of it.
Yeah.
I don't want to do something I'm not connected to. So that's kind of how I ended up here.
Yeah.
But that's kind of the same.
Yours
may be a little bit different.
Mine was kind of like, I started with portraits and was really into that. And then, you know, like we went through school and same, like we tried all the different types of photography, but I think I just kind of saw weddings as like the next step. Like I was doing portraits and then grads. And then I was like, oh, then I have a cousin that is a wedding photographer. And I second shot with her a little bit when I was like 14. And I was like, this is what I want to do. I like saw her and was like, yep. Aww. Yeah. So I don't know. I think I just kind of, I don't know. I never really thought about it. Like, that's such a weird thing to say, but it's just...
You were inspired by her. You probably were like,
it was just what I wanted.
Having a fun time.
Totally.
You probably saw too, because I'm sure she was having fun with it. And our job is really fun.
Yeah.
And like, I also knew that I didn't want like a boring job.
Same.
And so like, you start to realize that like, it's kind of like a fun career to go through. And you're like, well, I don't want anything else now. Like, this is what I have my heart set on.
Okay, this is a good segue. So what would your job be if you weren't a photographer?
This is funny because I've had so many random jobs that like
I know. But what would be like your dream
when job? I did when before I was like looking to into schools and going to photography school, I kind of thought, what do I want to be? I can't even remember. That's so long ago. I'm an old woman now.
Yeah, I don't know.
I when I was a kid, I wanted to be like a teacher or something like that. That's pretty, that's old. But I feel like if I wasn't a wedding photographer, I'd probably be a wedding planner. But that's probably not the answer you're looking for, because like it's still wedding related. But
you just wouldn't have anything else because this is what you were meant to do.
Definitely, definitely something to do with people.
Yeah, again, totally.
Like, I knew that it was going to be, I didn't know what I wanted to be, but I knew that it was going to be like for myself and like me driving it and like with people. And that's kind of all that I was happy, like ready for.
Yeah. I think, I don't know. I think I would probably be a teacher. That was like the only thing I considered besides photography. Mm-hmm. So, okay. Cute ideas for bridesmaids to do for the bride. Help keep her mind off her nerve.
In the morning. Aww.
Yeah, that's a cute question.
I don't want to bring music up again, but play music and dance around. Have fun. I think, I mean, thing that I notice is that the bride will get stressed and no one is like distracting her. Like,
this she's just sitting there getting her makeup done. Yeah, and I feel like
if you girls are all stressed with her, that's going to get her more stressed. Oh, totally. If you guys can almost like try and like give her a better mood by like being happy and fun and like keeping her at ease, that will help. Like the room, honestly, like the room you give, like the energy you give the room is what you're going to get back. And it's probably why people start to feel stressed, because the room's filled with stress.
And I think like a big one too is making sure that like either someone has her phone or someone is in charge of like all the things that are going on. Because in the morning, the brides are always like, they're texting the photographer, the makeup artist.
Yeah, you know what? Like, good point.
There's so many things like that. So I think if you don't have a wedding day coordinator, I think it would be good just to have someone like in charge of those jobs, whether it's a bridesmaid or someone, because
that's a good point.
There's so many things that a bride has to deal with.
I feel like also music in the morning. I feel like I go into a lot of like mornings with the girls or the guys and they're just like sitting there. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, hey, like this is like a celebration. Like you're pre.
Yeah.
Like you're pre-walking.
And sometimes you walk in and it's tense.
Yeah. And like music is a great icebreaker.
Yeah.
And it can also set the mood, as we've talked about in other episodes. And it's like, maybe just make a little playlist for her. Mm-hmm. And
her favorite songs. Like,
and not even like sappy songs.
Yeah.
Because you don't want anyone crying because you're just getting your makeup done. But like, even like, okay, you know what I love? Like those old school, like lovey-dovey songs that are upbeat. And it's like.
Oh, yeah.
Those are like a good one. Like. Go into the chapel and get married song and stuff like that.
Because it helps like
helps get
the mood too. Like it gets you excited and like.
I've seen people do like a little dance party before they walk down the aisle.
Oh, that's cute.
Like all the girls to like a song like going to the chapel. Like they'll all like sit there and like kind of like dance all the nerves out.
And that's a cute thing. Like I like people are always like, oh, you probably find it so annoying that everyone wants to do TikToks before the wedding. I'm like, no, it's so cute. And it kind of just like, usually you have to do a dance or something and it just gets you like in the mode.
And it also distracts you from the fact that you're nervous.
Yeah, totally.
And I think that's like, it's just because you're sitting there thinking about it with no music, no nothing, no one's talking to you, you're getting your makeup done, it's silent. Like
totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think, and just like little things, like if you know her Starbucks drink, bring her a Starbucks in the morning. Like, I don't know. I think, like, really, it's their day. It's their wedding. Like, anything that would make them happy, you know, just little things, I think, are nice. Yes.
Yeah. Just to make her feel thought of.
Yeah, totally. Okay. So what are the essential moments you ensure to capture during the day? So, like, what are the things that we, like, make sure we don't miss?
Okay.
There's so many. Start from the beginning. Yeah. Start from the
beginning.
Maybe
make an episode of this whole thing.
Yeah, honestly.
Getting the dress on.
And these aren't like, not everyone wants these things, but these are like, if we're there, this is what we're getting.
Yeah. I would say I always try and do details, and sometimes not everybody has details or they don't want details, but like the dress picture and then putting the dress on.
Yeah. Zipping it up. I love to do like earrings, any jewelry you're putting on. And like people like to do the makeup photos, but I personally like putting on the jewelry photos better because you can put them in nice light. You can, I don't know, even like the mom doing up. I love those ones. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I always, when they go to the guys, I always try and get the best man to put his suit on.
Yeah.
They have a funny little moment or whatever.
And because they're so awkward, they're like, this is weird. He's helping me get dressed, but it's cute. And
I mean, in the morning, it's very difficult, I feel like, to, like, have, like, those are, like, probably my top ones that I always try and get, like, mm-hmm. bare minimum.
Yeah.
Everybody's different. Some people
every
don't.
Every morning's different.
Everybody, some people don't, like, worry about that stuff.
Yeah. But fine. Some people want the robes. They want the makeup. They want the, you know, and you capture, obviously, like, what's happening. But those are kind of the...
In the morning, at least.
And the main ones. We're probably forgetting something right now. I'm sure. But, like, obviously, we're capturing what's happening. But then... You go to ceremony, you get all the details of the ceremony, you get a wide shot of everyone. Hopefully, most of the time you can't get there before
everyone starts to arrive,
but you kind of get anything they have. And then down the aisle, you get every single bridesmaid coming down, every groomsman. And
the groom's reaction when she comes down.
Yeah. And you try essential. And get some, like...
I try and get that as well as her walking down the aisle.
Yeah, totally.
It's a very good fine balance to get both.
Because usually can be far enough, but the groom still sees her.
Yes.
Then so you get that's him the first. Instant reaction.
You get him first.
And that's and when the emotions...
And then you get her when she's closer.
Or you have a second shooter and you just kind of do those. But yeah.
First kiss. First kiss. The exchange of rings.
Yeah, you gotta get that shot.
First kiss.
Yeah. The reaction to vows.
Yeah. This is something that I try and get every time and not, this doesn't happen at every wedding because everyone's different, but I always try and get the parents watching them get married.
Yeah, that's so cute.
I try my best and sometimes they don't have a reaction and that's fine. Some people don't cry at everything, but when the parents are like emotional, I will always try and get a picture of them. Because you know what? As a bride and groom getting married, you're focused on each other. You're not seeing your mom and dad crying. So that's a photo that like.
Yeah.
You'll get back and you'll probably start crying because you're like, oh my God, I had no idea.
Dad was crying.
I had no idea mom and dad were like crying into each other's arms.
When they're like holding hands or something.
Have their arms around each other. Yeah. I was trying to do that.
There's another shot I love and it's when the parents or the dad, whoever walks the bride down the aisle, when they do the pass off and they do the hugs, like, oh, it gives me goosebumps. But like those little moments are like my favorite because that's where you see like the emotion in the dad, like giving the hug to the groom and he's like sitting down. And I don't know. That's a really special one to me because that's like, I don't know, such a moment.
It really is.
But yeah, you get the rings, you get the kiss, and pretty much every single wedding we've been doing lately, they do that dip halfway down the aisle. They cheer.
Yeah.
They leave and then you kind of get like the recessional, like everyone, is it recessional?
Yeah.
I forgot. Everyone coming back down. And sometimes people do receiving line. You kind of get candids of that.
Bridal, a photo, all the family photos are very essential.
Yes, right after ceremony.
Right after ceremony.
That's a dream.
After that, you get the bridal party photos. Yeah. If I had to do the bare minimum for bridal party, you get a group picture of everybody together.
Yeah.
Get a group picture of all the girls together. Group picture of all the guys together. And actually, this is very essential to me. I always do this, but a picture with the bride and the groom separately with each of their bridesmaids and groomsmen.
Yeah.
And I know maybe like that's some people think that's maybe not essential, but I think it is.
But honestly, I think like if they're putting money and time into your wedding, like.
Yeah. So you know, that's essential to me at least.
Totally.
And then portraits essential, very essential. And like, I feel like I can't really go into like the essential shots per se because every person's different.
You gotta get one looking at the camera.
I was going to say at least one looking at the camera.
Totally.
And then some fun, cute, artsy ones.
For sure.
I don't know.
One thing I've actually really noticed is that people seem to be doing less bridal party photos.
Yeah.
Like they want the looking at the camera. They want a couple fun ones and then they're done.
Yeah.
Like, which honestly I kind of like because... Obviously, you want those pictures with your bridal party, but it's nice to just like focus mainly on the two of you.
Yeah, because that's what you're
there for.
You're there for.
Right? Yeah. So then after that, you usually go into reception. You get them coming into their venue.
The grand entrance.
Yep.
A picture of each person doing the speech.
Mm-hmm. And reactions.
And reactions.
Yeah. Since we're talking about essential shots, this one says the best things to include in flat lay photos.
Okay. Fun. Okay.
Yeah.
So let's think here. I mean, the essentials would be like your rings, your jewelry,
shoes,
flowers,
veil,
vows, if you have them written out nicely.
Yeah.
Some people don't, which is fine. Perfume.
Yeah.
Just
anything that you have for the day of. Like some people want like their purse.
Yeah.
Any jewelry.
You know what? But I also love when people include things that are like important to them. Like if they have a really cute Polaroid that they love of each other.
Yes.
Like little crystals or like love letters from each other.
Yeah, I love when they have letters.
I don't know, I'm gonna start crying. Oh, well.
Yeah, those are all good.
And then for the grooms, let's think about the grooms too.
Because yeah, I love groom flat lace.
But for the grooms, there's definitely things you can use, like shoes, tie, cufflinks. Their shirts could be included in the flat lace. Their cologne.
Did you say shoes?
Shoes, yeah.
Shoes, yeah.
Even suspenders and stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's cute.
Even if they have, Clyde like...
Clyde tip? Tie clip.
Tie clip. Even if they have their vows written out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cologne. You said that. Yeah. Anything that...
is important.
Yeah. Bow tie, tie. Do you have any tips for couples on how to pose or act naturally in front of the camera?
Yeah. Yeah. This is like a recap of our other episodes.
Yeah.
You guys should go listen to our other episodes.
Yeah. No,
I'm kidding. Hint, hint. Yes. So, I think a big part of being comfortable getting your pictures taken is practicing having your pictures taken.
For sure.
And if that's an engagement session with your photographer, so
helps
be
a
it.
Lot. That's like number one.
Especially because it's the person you're going to be with.
Yeah.
So you'll feel more comfortable because you've already practiced with them. You've already done it kind of once.
Yeah.
Other than you're not in your wedding dress and stuff.
Yeah.
But you've practiced being comfortable, mm-hmm. having pictures taken at all is just like practice.
Yeah. I think. So true.
And it's sometimes always going to feel awkward, but just like knowing that like even being goofy is allowed, like
totally.
It's encouraged. We like it when you're having fun. We don't want you to be stressed about it.
And just know that like it's on us. It's also, not on you for posing and stuff.
Yeah, it is. It is our job.
Yeah.
Like if you want to do it yourself, like we're not going to complain, but it's like, yeah, like let your photographer handle the stress.
That's
of
our
that.
Job. Yeah.
Yeah. And then also too, like just
have fun.
Yeah. I don't know, like not get into your head about it too
totally.
Much. Totally. I think a lot of people think that they need to be perfect and then they're like, it's very like, you'll pose them and then they just stay, like they just stick there and they don't move. And I think I try and tell people like, you're allowed to move your hand, move it wherever you want, or move it wherever it feels comfortable.
Totally. Yeah. No, I think that's a big one. And just enjoy yourself. Like, I think people get so anxious and nervous about these sessions and then at the end, they're like, oh, that wasn't as bad as I thought. Mm-hmm. That's like the number one thing we hear from people is like, oh, that wasn't as bad.
Yeah.
You know? So I think just don't stress about it. Know that like, and trust your photographer. Usually they'll prepare you and kind of give you a gist, but like, yeah, I think that's pretty. Okay. How do you build rapport with your clients before the wedding day?
Hmm. Oh, that's a good question.
That is a good question.
I feel like just communication.
Yeah.
Not being like, oh, you booked me great. Let's not talk for 5 years.
Mm-hmm. Literally.
I always try and send a lot of emails.
Yeah.
Just about random wedding stuff. Just
totally.
To like remind them, hey, I'm here. Like I'm here to help. Message me anytime.
Yeah. Engagement session prep.
Yes.
Talking about it.
Help that too.
Yeah,
and it's
totally.
Not just to get cute pictures. It helps us talk to you.
It's like such a, you hang out for an hour or two with your clients or your whatever. And you get to know your photographer. And honestly, the difference it makes in weddings that I haven't met people.
Mm-hmm.
And if not, like, it's good to talk on the phone if they don't do an engagement session. And just, like,
I always talk to them before we book them.
Mm.
And I always talk to them the week of their wedding.
Yeah.
And usually we'll do a few phone calls in between that, too. But, like, at the bare minimum, I'll do a call while we're booking them.
Yeah.
And then I'll do a call when it's getting closer to their wedding.
I think also, like, I'll send... like a guide if people are for engagement sessions and also like I do a questionnaire like a month or two before the wedding that kind of goes over everything and then we'll do a call usually before and like any time clients are like, oh, I have questions about timeline, I have questions about this, like we're both probably like always down for a call and like we're just down to talk to our clients. Like if they say, what's your opinion on this? Like I had a bride message me and say, do you like these getting ready robes or these? Like what would be better in pictures? You know, like, and we're always down to chat with you. Like we're not just your photographer. Like we're a big part of your day. So like we're down to chat about stuff.
We're there for you.
Yeah. And this is also how we build rapport.
Yeah. Honestly, so many of you guys have given us such good feedback on this. So I'm glad that it's helping you guys feel
totally.
That way too. So
yeah. But honestly, I think, and just like being ourselves and showing
that's
who
true.
We are.
Honestly, that is actually a big thing. If you're able to show yourself really well online, another reason to show yourself, not
totally.
Just for funsies to show your face, but like clients can build rapport with you from not even like talking to you yet, mm-hmm. from just your social media presence and seeing your personality online. Yeah. You almost feel like you know them a little bit more.
Totally.
And that's something that you can do without even talking to somebody.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
it's such an easy thing to do.
Yeah. No, I think that's a big one. What are your goals for your wedding photography business in the next few years?
Oh.
Love it.
I don't know, girl. My goals. I want to do more video, which I'm trying to do because I'm coming to do video with Sarah this weekend. More film.
Yes.
Which I'm doing anyways. I would love to start doing retreats.
Mm-hmm.
It's on my list. So if that's something you're interested in,
keep
listening because it's coming. I think.
Totally.
It's like right there. Like I'm almost there. But that's actually one of the bigger things that I like want to branch out into, because I think it's really important to like not even just do like education, because like I feel like this is education and I love that, but I almost think that like just going on a retreat to do what we love with other like-minded people, mm-hmm. to like relax and still do stuff that we love, to remind ourselves that it's more than a job and we love it, and like just to go with like-minded people and celebrate that
and just so be important. Creative and something different, you know.
So that's something I'm really excited to like start.
I love that.
Pushing, because I need to just get on it.
Yeah,
maybe saying it now and like putting it out into the universe will get me
there. Make it happen.
Yeah
I think for me, like, I am loving doing this, and I would love to get more, like you said, into the, not really a photography education, but I don't know, maybe presets, maybe, you know, that kind of thing. Just kind of expanding my, you know, maybe courses. I don't know. Something I want to do more of this kind of stuff. And I think just like niching down with my photography and really, like, I feel really good about where I am with my photography, and I think just expanding upon that and just, I keep saying and just, but
just keep going with the, what you're.
Yeah. You're, I'm really happy with it right now. So I think staying on that track and just looking at other ways to expand my business. Like I always thought I would want to get into like associate photographers and stuff, but I just don't think that that's.
It's a whole different thing.
I think that's so hard. And I want to be the face behind the business. I never want to lose that.
I agree with that. Yeah. That's why I don't know if I would ever do that.
No, either. I don't think so. So I think, I think just kind of expanding. No, just go
with the flow. Nothing wrong with that.
No.
Because if you like what you're at now, just keeping with that.
Yeah, totally.
Not straying from it.
Yeah. And just pushing myself creatively. And I think that's where I've been growing, is like, you know, in that part of it.
Yeah.
What are some tips for someone who just got engaged and is starting the wedding planning process?
Oh, okay. Fun. Well, I think the first thing you should do is celebrate it.
Yeah.
Because it's important and it's happy and it's exciting, and celebrate it as much as you can.
Mm-hmm.
Then just before, I feel like before you book anything, because I know that it's important to book things ahead of time and get on track with booking stuff so that like everything's going. Feel like figure out what you want to do. Like if, like what kind of a wedding do you want? And just sit on it. Sit on it for a bit. Like I know everybody pushes you to book stuff right away. That is very important if that's what you want. But I feel like, how are you supposed to book things if you don't even know the wedding that you want to have?
So true.
Like what if you want to elope?
And this,
like,
is
you
where
don't give yourself the chance to think about it.
Our wedding aesthetic episode.
Yeah, go listen actually first. Yeah. You're engaged, go listen to that.
Yeah.
Go listen to that episode.
Yeah. Because that's the base, because once you find your aesthetic, then you can figure out what kind of photographer you want. Then you can figure out what kind of
venue you want. Yeah, and I think something that breaks my heart is like when people plan all these big weddings and then I hear them say, oh, we should have just eloped. And it's just like, maybe you should have. Yeah.
And honestly, the number one thing I've been hearing lately is like, even a bride said the other day, like she heard that her friend got engaged and she's like, oh, girl, I feel for you. Like, that's so sad.
That makes me very sad too.
Yeah.
Because it should be a time of celebration.
I know.
I know that it does stress people out.
We need to figure out, like, we need to make a book of how to not be stressed about your wedding or something.
The unstress wedding guide.
Oh, man. It's just, it makes me so sad that there's so many. And, like, you know, people get so stressed about everyone adding in their opinions. And there's so many things. Yeah. Like, that one is so hard. But, yeah, I think, honestly, that is such a like a loaded question. Like the tips, I think, like you said, make sure like you're happy with your vibe, and then really research your photographers. I think we can't stress that enough.
I mean, of course, that's like one of our top tips because we're photographers.
Yeah, but that's such a huge part of your day.
Yeah, it really is.
And like we did our sepia gate yeah, episode, just but
so we could probably get into it again. It's like,
but that is such a good point too, of like, don't just book the first photographer you find. Like, really make sure you've looked at all their stuff, you like their aesthetic, you like their editing, you feel like they can do all of the aspects of your wedding day. And then once you book it, like, feel good in your decision too, I think is a big one too.
Yeah.
But we have a lot more questions.
You don't want to listen to us for 2 hours.
Yeah. So we're going to make this a two-parter, and we'll still have some coming in too. So yeah,
that's true. We still have some time because we just posted this. So maybe we'll have some more questions for our next episode.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, thank you guys for listening.
Thanks for the questions.
Yeah. But it's nice to like know what you guys want to
know. You know what? Also, some of the questions really makes you think. Like, I don't think about some of that stuff.
No.
Like, about the future. Like,
yeah.
I mean, now I do because I thought about it, but like, I didn't think about it.
But it's like, dang, what do I want?
No, I don't think about it a whole lot before.
No, totally. Awesome. Should we do a little cheers?
Yeah. Now that we're together again, we can actually cheers.
Oh, so cute. Okay. We'll see you next week. Bye.